Hi, hello, is this for us?
Yes.
Hey, for us, this is Josh. I was just giving you a call here. I believe you just spoke with someone on my team regarding the new energy program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really good for us. Thank you for asking. Of course, I just wanted to reach out to you as soon as you got the notice in the mail about the rate increases with DWP. Did you happen to see that?
No.
No? Okay. Well, they did send a notice out earlier in the year stating that the rates are going to continue to go up by 15%. So a lot of homeowners are seeing that impact, but if you don't mind me asking for us, how much you spent on your most recent power bill with DWP?
Well, I believe water and electricity come together, and it's normally a little over $2,000.
Wow. Okay. Gotcha. So you're definitely paying a high amount. I know, like you said, right, water and power do come together. So typically, right, energy tends to be half of the bill, sometimes a little bit more depending on how much you use. But on a monthly basis, then, you're probably paying around $500 as of right now for your energy, correct?
I believe it's every month or every other month? I don't even know, to be honest with you.
For DWP, it typically is every other month. So if you break it down on a monthly basis, you're roughly like around $500-ish. Got you, Firas. Well, that's why we are calling, because I know with these rate increases, it's just bound to go even higher now. And that's the main reason why we're calling. Not only that, but there are brand new government-endorsed solar programs that are very simple now. They're just helping homeowners eliminate their bill with DWP and helping you switch into a cheaper, more sustainable solar bill that will save you around 40% on what you're paying right now. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah, you're talking about the solar system, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah. It's in regards to the newer programs that rolled out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what these programs are specifically. I've had a meeting with one company a while ago. I would say about, maybe even a year ago, if not more.
Around a year ago? Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and then they started talking, and it ended up being not something I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because it wasn't so much about the saving as all the restrictions.
Oh, restrictions. Okay.
Yeah.
And when go ahead. Sorry about that.
It's okay. So the restrictions were you can turn on your AC only a specific time of the day, and you can only turn it on specific time for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of restriction, and I don't abide by any restrictions, and it's not something I would want.
Yeah.
Hi.
No, of course.
How are you? Yeah. So because of that, I just voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
No, yeah, of course. And I would be the exact same way, especially if you told me I'm going to get solar, but I'm restricted on when and how I can use it. I would definitely not move forward with that as well. So that's very strange. A quick question for you. Do you remember the type of program it was? Like if you had to take out a loan, did you have to put down a down payment, anything like that? Or was it a lease?
No,
option?
I don't think it was any of that.
We
qualified for it, or they said that I qualified when they looked at my bill.
Yeah.
And it was about the restriction for me and
gotcha.
Then the solar. I think like they do the solar situation and you're responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you sell the house or if the new owner doesn't want it, it was just too much. And I didn't want to deal with any of that.
No, yeah,
so,
of course.
So
yeah.
Because of that, and this is similar to that, I'm not going to be interested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very specific on everything. And I asked too many questions, and I'm very specific.
No, it's okay.
on how it runs, how any, you know, because people need to make money. And if they're thinking they're making money getting all these people into these programs when they don't ask the right questions and they're very thorough, that ain't going to be me. So
mm-hmm.
right off the bat, I can tell you, because of that, you can let me know if this is something that
mm-hmm.
like improved, or is this something again similar to what I'm talking about with the restrictions and
mm-hmm.
and then I have to be responsible for all those stuff. Does that make sense?
No, that makes 100% sense. And I'm glad you have those concerns, because I wouldn't recommend a program to you that, you know, has those type of restrictions. Honestly, I don't know what type of program they were talking to you about before, because with these newer programs, I would want to say they rolled out about a year ago, and there shouldn't be any restrictions on them. So what happens is when you get a solar system, it accounts for all your energy usage for the entire year, right? So what the energy consultant does is they take into consideration any future usage you might have any plans on, so like getting an electric vehicle or anything like that. And that system is supposed to produce energy for you, so you're able to use it freely and whenever you want. So the fact that they are saying that you're going to have restrictions on the system doesn't really make sense to me, and that's not a program that I heard of at all, at least in regards to the programs that are now out and running for certain homeowners, right? Because at the end of the day, like you said, you do need to be able to qualify for these programs. So as long as you're able to, you shouldn't have any restrictions on the system and when you're able or not able to use it. Does that kind of make sense so far for us? Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, my job's really simple. It's actually just to ask you a couple questions, just of course, to see if you are a good fit. From what it sounds like you potentially could be. And then the next step is just, of course, sitting with one of the consultants so they can break the new program down to you, show you how you can benefit from it, and then actually show you how and when you're able to use it, because you're able to use it whenever you want. Okay? Okay. A quick question for you then, for us. For your home, do you have any big trees or tall buildings that provide shade over the roof by any chance?
I don't think so now. They don't provide shade over the roof now. I have a few palm trees, but they barely have any branches on them to provide any shades.
Okay, gotcha. No problem. So if they do provide any, it's very minimal and it's not that long throughout the day,
Yeah,
correct?
I don't really think they provide anything, matter of fact, but yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. And then for your roof condition, any leaks or damages you're aware of, anything like that, or no?
I don't think so. I
No.
don't know 100% for sure. I mean, when it barely rains out in California, and when it did rain, I don't remember any leaking anywhere, so I don't think so.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And then for the type of roof you have, is it like a concrete tile, clay tile, shingles? Do you happen to know?
It's those things that are like, maybe their shingles are called. I don't know what they're called. They're the one that, like they're bent. They're
Oh, okay. They have like a half dome shape.
هذاك شو هذاك بنقال رامي الروف شينجلز هذاك ولا ايش؟ الروف هذاك شو بنقال له شينجل تعرف؟ Yeah, I think they might be shingles, to be quite
Shingle?
honest
Okay,
with you. I think
perfect.
so.
No problem at all. And is there anyone else that owns the property with you that's on title, like a
No.
spouse? No, just yourself? Okay.
No, just me.
No worries. And lastly, of course, for us, since these programs are government incentivized, you would just need to have a good standing credit score of at least 670 or higher. So I'm guessing you're good on that end as well, correct?
I think I have over 800.
Oh, perfect. And that shouldn't be an issue at all. Okay. Well, it definitely seems like
Is
for
there
us.
a down payment for this, or is there any upfront money, or is there any money for, I can
Nothing.
like because yeah, because that could answer a lot of the questions.
Yeah,
I'm not
nothing.
paying anything whatsoever. I'm not going to be taking on some sort of a loan. I'm not going to be signing for any of those things. Just FYI.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So with these new programs, that is not required anymore. So there's no loans, no liens on the property, no down payment. It's very transferable to the next homeowner. And these are all questions that the energy consultant can actually answer for you during the consultation and show you a full breakdown of how much you can save compared to what you're spending right now as well.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And for us, so when it comes down to your availability, does typically like a morning time or sometime in the afternoon work better for you?
It just depends certain days, so it depends on what I can do either or.
Either or? Okay, perfect then. Let me just check here because I do know we have some consultants available this week. And if like morning time works, I do see Wednesday mornings available. And if the afternoon works, I do see we have Thursday this afternoon available as well.
So when you say Thursday, what are we talking about, like afternoon?
Yeah, so what happens is the energy consultant just stops by. They take a look at your latest utility bill. They draft up a savings report for you. They show you the new program. They answer any questions or concerns
No,
you may
I meant
have.
time-wise.
Oh, time-wise,
Or
yes.
like yeah, so time-wise, like let's say Wednesday, what time are we talking about in the morning?
Yeah, so for Wednesday, it looks like here I have from 9 a.m. all the way to around 11:30 available. And then Thursday, I have It looks like 12 p.m. all the way to 7 p.m. available.
All the way to 7 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. Correct. For Thursday.
For Thursday? Like, can we do 6 o'clock on Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely can. I do see that spot open here, so I can definitely go ahead and put you down for 6 o'clock on Thursday, which would be the 4th. Now, for the utility bill you do get for us, do you get that online or in the mail?
Online.
Online? Perfect. Because what I'm going to do, I'm just going to send you a text message confirmation. It's just confirming the time and date. So, of course, for this Thursday at 6. If you have some time, if you're able to take a screenshot of page 3 of your utility bill, it shows a bar graph. If you're able to send that into us, we can actually save you some time during the consultation because that's how they're going to draft up the savings report for you, okay?
You want me to take a screenshot of...
Yeah, like on your phone, if you're able to log in or if you're able to take a picture. If for any reason you're unable to send it, just as long as you have that available for the consultant on Thursday, that's just really important because that's how they're going to draft up the savings report for you.
Do they scan it and they come up with a thing? I mean, it's a barcode. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so it's a bar graph that shows your annual usage for the entire year. So it shows how much energy you're using. So that's what they're going to go ahead and break down numbers-wise and show you how they're going to come up with the numbers they come
up
with. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Awesome then. Perfect then for us. So I got you all set then for it looks like Thursday at 6. Now we do work as a first come, first serve. So what that typically means is since you're taking that time, another homeowner won't be able to take advantage of it. So I really just want to make sure that Thursday at 6 is a good time for you.
It is a good time. Yeah, and you have the address?
Yes, I believe so. It's the one here on 10325 Edgebrook.
Okay. It's a gated area.
Uh-huh.
And we do have a code for the gate, a gate code.
Okay, perfect. I can definitely let the energy consultant know that. So the energy consultant that would be going to you, his name would be Bashoy Lamy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then if you want to provide me the gate code, I can also go ahead and let him know so that he can go ahead and input it when on his arrival at Thursday.
Okay, that's fine. I can give it to you. It is pound 6714.
Pound 6714. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome then.
Okay.
So you're all set for us, and we look forward to meeting you this Thursday at 6.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, no problem. You have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.